The sun is shining, it's a lovely day. What's that from? What is that from, everybody? Is that a real song or is that an... I didn't make that up. I don't know. Hey, everybody! Welcome to episode 46 of the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. I'm your host, Kelly Roberts, and today I want to talk about something that sits pretty close to my heart because it's something that took me a hell of a long time to learn and believe. And that is a combination of the importance of self-love, building and strengthening your inner self-confidence, and basically being your own biggest cheerleader. But before we get started, can we please take a second to talk about the sponsor of today's episode, the platform that made the Run, Selfie, Repeat blog and podcast, this podcast that you're listening to at this exact moment in time. It made it easy and doable and possible. Squarespace. And honestly, today's episode and Squarespace kind of go hand in hand because so much of what I do is listen to people's stories and ideas. I get them in emails. I get them from the amazing people who run up to me in the park and run with me, or people I meet at November Project, or people who message me on Facebook or on Instagram or all these different things. I listen to them all day long. And all these people have ideas, but no one knows how to execute them. So they just talk about them and then they talk about them and they talk about them and they talk about them. And then the longer they wait, the more intimidating and hopeless those ideas become. And these amazing ideas, they fall by the wayside or dramatically they die. Y'all, you don't have to change the world right off the bat. It took me years and years and years to build Run, Selfie, Repeat, my blog, and then my online presence. And more importantly, it took me a really long time to figure out what the hell I was doing. And then when I kind of figured out what the hell I was doing, I realized that realization was that I'm never going to know what the hell I'm doing. But having confidence in that, it took so long. And building my website and like launching that blog was so scary. So I totally get it. I know how hard it is to like believe in yourself and believe in your voice and feel like your story is something that deserves to be heard and that your voice matters, you know? The reason I love Squarespace is that nothing is set in stone. You can launch your blog or your website and design it, but then you can change it whenever you want. Take your ideas and make your next move. Leaps of faith will never, ever, ever feel like a safe bet. They're a leap of faith. That's the entire point. But just like how no regrets, no excuses applies to running, it kind of applies to your life. Not kind of, it absolutely does. Give 100%. Try. Just try, and then you'll probably fail or fall short or do something weird and stupid and get embarrassed, but then you learn, you brush yourself off, and you keep going. You will figure it out. It's about having the courage to find your voice and share your story because it deserves to be heard. Go to squarespace.com, look around, then use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to save some money on your new leap of faith. You will save 10% to be exact. Will you regret it? Only if you don't try. Go do it. Then email me your new personal domain address that comes with your shiny new Squarespace account. Something like iwillbeabadass.com or like howtosaynotoagoodtime.com. Someone make that website. I keep joking that I want to make that website. It will be like your story of like learning the importance of saying no as you do not say no. And then, you know, email me that and then I will talk about it here on the podcast or tweet you some love or support you because it isn't easy to take a leap of faith. So let me support you and celebrate you. And speaking of celebrating, let's get on to today's episode. So yesterday, I was catching up with a badass friend of mine. Her name is Stacy, and she's someone that I really look up to. She launched her own blog a few years ago. It was called How We Asked. She built this brand, an empire, and then last year she sold it to this company, XO Group Incorporated. Yep, that's my old boss. I love talking with Stacy because she gets what it's like. She just gets it. She knows what it's like to have a vision and kind of like have people shrug it off as a cute idea, like a little blog. What a cute idea to start a little blog. Or, you know, like people don't see the big picture like she sees it. She knows how hard it is to build an empire and work for yourself. So I just like love catching up with her and talking with her because she just gets it. And she's a few years ahead of me, so it gives me hope. But we got on the subject of like our own leaps of faith, and she asked me what made me leave my job to pursue Run Selfie Repeat full time, to pursue blogging full time, and just kind of figure it out. So I was telling her, I had always said that I would stay. I was a receptionist. I didn't want to work at that company forever. It really was a place for me to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. So I was working as a receptionist. I didn't love it, but it put me in front of a computer all day long, and everyone at the company was really great. They really supported me. The people in the higher ups, the C-suite, like really supported what I was doing. So I started this blog, and all day long I would just sit and work, and I had some work on my own. But for the most part, like I was working on my blog, and I said, I will stay at XO as long as it's not holding me back. So then, you know, like I was there for like a year and a half after I launched my blog, I think. But fast forward like two Septembers, I got to run the Berlin Marathon with Adidas in Germany. And yeah, I went on this amazing trip, got treated like this super cool, important person. And I came back and people were really rude to me and they talked down to me. And I was, you know, it was pretty evident that for some people, like my status was low. And I just realized like, I can't do this anymore. I was dreading getting out of bed in the morning. I did not want to go to work. I was miserable there. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was lashing out at people. I would go home and go to bed, and then I'd wake up in the morning and like everything was suffering. I felt like I was suffering. And then one day something like really annoying happened. There was this guy, he was in finance and he was in kind of a dick. Nope. Yeah, dick is a nice way to put it. He was total a-hole. He like screamed at me about something that wasn't even related to me. And I just went, you know what? This is it. So I called my friends at HR. I walked over and I said, you guys, I love you so much. And I just thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be here and like start Run Selfie Repeat. But like, I cannot do this anymore. And so I gave him my 2 weeks and that was it. And it wasn't easy. It was one of the scariest things I could have done going full time to be a blogger. It was absolutely terrifying. And they made the joke that I was run employed. I still make that joke because that's kind of what I feel like I am. And for like a year and a half after that, I survived. Things were okay. They were not stable, but like I definitely did. I was surviving. But then I sort of stopped asking for help and I stopped kind of growing and I got a little too comfortable and things kind of dried up. And I was really afraid. It was like the timing was terrible with like apartment stuff. And I had a beautiful little savings account that I started living off of. And I knew I would be okay. But the hardest part about being a blogger is that you really don't know where your next paycheck is going to come from. You don't know, like it's your job to hustle your jobs. It is my job to pitch myself and what I do to people to try to get them to like hop on the Kelly train and to ride off into let's pay my student loans and and health insurance and rent and utilities and all my food. Help me survive, right? That's kind of what I do for a living. I just pitch myself. And it's hard and it's gross and it is hard and difficult and it's all related to me, and learning that I am not my brand was another fight in and of itself. We'll talk about that another day. But I just started kind of falling apart and it was all too much. And I had amazing people with me. Like I was really ready to quit. Luckily, Allie Feller, if you listen to her podcast, the Allie on the Run show, Allie was such a, like a, she told me, she was like, look, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to be asking. You need to be asking for money. Like you can't keep working for free because like negotiating sucks. Look, it's the absolute worst. And every day I get these emails from people asking me to work for free. And at first it's awesome. People and brands think you matter, but then you realize that they're using you. And every time someone else works for free, it hurts everyone. So I was hurting people. And again, that's another topic for another day. And I just felt so over, and I was in the middle of BQ or bust. Like things were insane. And luckily, like I have family here in the city and I could ask for help because I was just blowing through my savings and I wasn't saving and money wasn't coming in as nice as it was before. So like things were looking a little scary and I had to come clean and say like, hey, I'm stalled. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do next. And they were like, you know what? Stay with us, save some money. And then most importantly, like they kind of acted as like career coaches and they really, really helped me kind of like redo my goals and look at things. And then they really helped me set up, you know, partnerships that not only mattered to me and with brands who I loved, they taught me how to make that happen, how to put the ball in motion, which was like a game changer for me. I was no longer just sitting and waiting patiently for things to come into my inbox. I started being the person who put everything in motion. But it was really hard to ask for help. I've fallen flat on my face so much more than I've succeeded, and everything may look amazing on social media. Hopefully it doesn't. I try really, really hard to be transparent, but the most important thing that I've learned is that, yes, it's important to have people who support you, but at the end of the day, you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You have to put in the work to know that when shit hits the fan or when things fall apart or when you kind of like crash and burn, you'll bounce back and you'll be able to see the situation for what it is, and that sometimes things don't go your way and you can't control stuff. And that's not a reflection of you. What the reflection of you is really like how you deal with that, how you survive amidst adversity or trials is the most important thing. Because if there's one thing you can expect, it's that you can expect the unexpected, right? You cannot plan for success because success will only come once you've like battled through the realm of hell with all the fire and horrible, horrible, awful situations. Like life is not easy. Life will never be easy. It will never be fair. That shouldn't be something that stops you from chasing your dreams. Like that's something that we can all agree on. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really difficult. But knowing that that's not a death sentence and that's not an end-all be-all, and that you are strong enough and smart enough and talented enough and ambitious enough to push through that and fight through that, knowing that, yeah, things are probably going to be a lot worse before they'll get better, and that you have to ask for help sometimes. Like, that's not a sign of weakness. That's honestly the bravest thing that you can do, the most vulnerable thing that you can do. But with that help, you need to know when to help yourself. You know, in college, one of my mentors, his name is Orlando Pabotoy, a few times a year in his class, we do these celebration songs, and they were they're easily one of my favorite memories from college. What happens with celebration songs is that everyone in the class kind of gets put into groups, and you have to come up with a song, like a serious song with a melody and a hook and a chorus, and you have to choreograph it, and you only have like 2.5 hours. And I know it sounds silly. This is literally what I did in college, but hear me out. Stay with me. What you would do is you would pick one person in the class for your group to celebrate. And then one by one, every group would get up and we'd say like, you know, X person, we want to celebrate you, so this song is for you. And then you'd do your song, and one by one, you'd sing the hook, you'd sing the chorus, and then you'd one at a time, you'd go up and you would sing why this person that you've chosen as a group is so important, like why you want to celebrate them, what you love about them, what inspires you about them. And it comes straight from your heart. And there's no BS in this song. Like, you cannot be a cool kid and sing this song. You have to connect and you have to like really celebrate this song and make this person feel like the most important person in the world. And it was never the people that you thought would get chosen. Like, it was never like the most popular kids or the loudest kids. It was always someone who like needed to be celebrated and deserved to be celebrated. And like by the end of the year, most people got celebrated, and a lot of times people got celebrated more than once. And on those days, like, it was like so special. But one day Orlando made us do it for ourselves. Like, we all had to go off and create a song and celebrate ourselves. And it was so incredibly hard. I don't think anyone excelled. I think we all crashed and burned. And it was a huge lesson that he taught us of like, it's really hard to tell yourself how incredible you are and how great you are, because we're kind of taught that it's egocentric and self-involved. And yes, when done with the wrong intentions, that's true. It's a balance, but It's so important to be your biggest cheerleader and to take the time to build yourself up just as much as you tear yourself down. I'm still reading Sheryl Sandberg's book, Option B, which is an incredible read. It's incredible. But it's also a super difficult read if you've lost anyone or if you've had a particularly tragic life. So I was reading it on the flight back from Scotland when I ran the London Marathon last month, and I was that person on the plane who like sobbed for 2 hours. But I also keep calling her book Plan B, like the birth control pill, or I shouldn't call it birth control, the morning after pill. So I'm sure I'll be talking about this book a lot because it's had a special impact on me. But if I call it Plan B, my bad, my apologies, I mean Option B. But Sheryl Sandberg, she gets to a point in the book where she talks about how she's struggling so much with her own grief that she feels like she's not getting anything done. So her friend, he's a psychologist. He co-authored the book with her. His name's Adam Grant. He suggests that she write things down that she did well every day. And this is something that I've been doing for years because my therapist had me do the same thing and is a total game changer. And it's so similar to what Orlando had us do when we did our celebration songs, because it's really hard to celebrate yourself, even for like, because sometimes getting through the day is the hardest thing in the world if you're struggling with grief or if things are hard in your life right now. Sometimes the littlest challenges can be insurmountable. And taking the time to say, I got out of bed this morning can be like, it sounds so stupid, but it's so true. Like, that deserves to be celebrated. It can be anything from I ate healthy today to I treated myself and I watched an episode of television to I ran today to at work I offered an opinion and I spoke up when I didn't agree with the vision or things like that, right? But taking the time to celebrate the things that you do well is so incredibly important, and we do not do it. We're programmed to remember things that went wrong so that we won't do them again. Like, we don't remember the things that we do well. They just quickly like fall by the wayside. But imagine what would happen if we took the time to remind ourselves that we aren't hopeless piles of crap. I love those viral, funny memes online about adulting and how it's so hard, or, you know, all those different things. But like everyone, I love them like everyone else. But sometimes I wonder if they're doing more harm than good, because yes, it's important to make fun of ourselves. I will be the first person to make fun of myself because I think it's the best way to survive, right? But if we only do that, if we only make fun of ourselves, we don't take the times to build ourselves up as well. It's so easy to feel like we're just totally lost and hopeless and stupid when we only make fun of ourselves, and we're not. No one's perfect, but you do deserve to celebrate yourself just as much as you knock yourself. So whether that's dancing when you run a distance for the first time, like the first time you run a 5K, stop and be like, hell yeah, I am a champion. Or like just sitting down to dinner and taking a second to name off a few things that you're proud of every day. Just don't forget to be your biggest cheerleader. All right, I think that's a great place to end. I'm going to go write a celebration song for myself because I haven't done that in forever. I'm not really going to do that. I'm just going to say I'm going to do that. I have like 8,000 things I need to do today. But acknowledging that I want to do that is a win. And you know what? This episode's a win. So there's my win for the day. But you know what? While I'm talking about this, take a minute to go text and call someone who inspires you and tell them thank you, because we don't celebrate our people enough either. One of my favorite things to do. I hate contests on social media. I hate doing them. I think like anyone who, I hate when people are like, in order to win, you have to follow me and follow this other person and blah, blah, blah. Like I hate it. I hate it. Just wow. Social media is so annoying enough and so self-involved enough that I don't need more people following me to win stuff. Like, I want you to follow me only if you actually like me and feel like you're getting something from me. That's another, we'll save the topic for another day. But when I do contests, the only contest that I will do is I will just encourage people to celebrate someone in the comments below and tell them why they inspire you, because it's my favorite thing in the world to read through those comments, because the things that people say to each other will just light your soul on fire and make you feel so warm and happy. It's amazing. Now, since we're ending on a celebratory note, I believe in you, and I know you have a story worth hearing. So why not make your next move with Squarespace? Start a blog. Start a website. Take a leap of faith. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Do this. Go to squarespace.com and use offer code Kelly for 10% off your purchase of website and personal domain address. I know that it's scary. I was in your shoes. But let me just say, the blogs that I read regularly aren't well known. They're not the ones who get all the attention in magazines and from publications, and most people don't know who these people are. But I find value in them because the stories and the truths that these women and men that they share, they help me find strength in my own life. And they may not know that. I've never emailed them or reached out to these people, but I truly enjoy reading their stories, reading what they have to say. So just because tons of people don't read your blog or website, that doesn't mean that it's a failure. If anything, it's so much harder to keep your story and your voice authentic the bigger your website gets. So take that, do what you want with it, squarespace.com, use offer code Kelly, 10% off. It's the best choice I ever made. It was so scary learning to open up and be brave, but it was the best decision I've ever made, without a doubt. So that'll do it for today. Go out, kick ass, and take names. And most importantly, celebrate yourself. Yes? All right, I'll talk to you soon. Toodles.